Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, why.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Down right, down right, down right.
Everybody start
running.
Try to get away from the cave, but ain't nothing. Trigger finger nasty, so we gon' keep coming. Bust you wide open and nobody know done it. Y'all just started, I been getting money. Sorry, I started shitting on you, chumming
on you.
I'm all fucked, chilling, yeah, I'm stubborn like a woman. Cause I keep my mouth closed and tell the fed people
none.
Still wear my rag, so that mean I still a thug. Throwing up my set in the club, I be busting. My attitude is fucking two tears on the bus. I count blue, honey, so I'm still getting money. Grind that shit, damn right. 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 Damn right, damn right. Won't you grind that shit? Damn right, damn right. Won't you grind that shit? Damn right, damn right. Won't you grind that shit? Damn right, damn right. Won't you grind that shit? Grind that shit, grind that shit.
To call me Pimp Daddy. Cup full of bar, I'm leaning off drink. Blunt full of tro, I'm gone off that Cali. Took off the top, I ride with no roof. Mind is behavior, slab is unbalanced. Pinky ring glisten when I chunk through. So I'm fucking up vision, clogging up traffic. BBS diamonds all on my tooth. Pockets on swollen, love with that cabbage. Sitting in a drop of posture obtuse. Smoking on Pendergrass, no Teddy. Got these bitches calling me boo. Blowing my phone up, ringing my celly. All I do is bang them like screw. Hop back in the drop and confetti. Paint grape jelly, glide on Pirelli. Top drop, chrome grilling woman on the belly. Got a bad bitch, wanna chill with a pimp. 21, yeah, you're young, but it seems like you're ready. Slide down the pole, throw it back at me. Strip club trapping, I'ma make it rain heavy. Blowing big kush, got the car seat smelly. Double cup, got me feeling like the bar, baby. Hold up, cup inside the cup.
Fucking go space.
Fucking commas up.
Tryna get paid.
If it ain't on foes, I chop the block on blaze. Vanilla ice on my chest like a birthday cake. Been on a purple wave since I pulled this juice. Part two, still feeling throat. Chilling with a chick with the gray tape screw. Styrofoam cup with the codeine pole. Slow.
Sipping on a deuce. Charlie Rancher's in juice.
Check 1, 2, what it do?
Hey, siblings of my mind in a coma. I'm in the streets like signs on the corner. I'm in the streets, gotta grind if you want it. I eat steak, used to dine on bologna. Pay cash, I ain't leasing the caddy. Shotgun, keep beating the caddy. Shotgun, pretty freak with a fatty. My bitch yellow like Lisa and Maggie. Pull a hole, throw the place, a tow truck. I need COD when I show up. DG, must be made by Lambo. They Italian and I got my dough up. Bread on me and my wrist full of cold cuts. Made a sandwich, so a nigga about to eat good. Great fan of codeine when I pull up. One cup, two cups, I'ma sleep good. Fifth lean away, drink on my Fleetwood. Sitting on raw high, Clint Eastwood. Coming down, I'ma roll through each hood. Blue hundreds, I'm blessed, that's priesthood. Used to run through the cane like narcos. Selling bricks like a cane with a barcode. Had the block on fire like charcoal. I'ma done like the homie CRO. Mo City, I done got me a big house. Did crime, I ain't never hit the big house. Now I ball, but a nigga had to switch routes. Niggas talk to police with a big mouth. Fell back, came up, had to get right. Left broke, stay down, look at his life. King John is fun 100, look at his ice. Bitch gotta be bad, that's his type.
Sipping on the deuce, Charlie Ranches and juice.
Alrighty, thank you. Alrighty, welcome to Global Between the Cut, and thank you for tuning in and chopping it up with us. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. I didn't know if I was going to... No, you're good. I didn't know if I was going to say thank you for calling, and this is Onyx, or if I wanted to introduce the show. Like, I'm wearing too many hats. I'm doing too much. But anyways, yes, welcome to Global 14 Cut. Me, Onyx, and the whole Golden Fleece. What's up, homie? Yo. Yes. What's up? Welcome to Global 14 The Cut. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Host Onyx on the line with you. Also, the whole Golden Fleece. Dang, we haven't not today. Really, not today. We can't do the technical joint today because we gotta play these records. Tonight is the unsigned review. It's definitely a popular segment here on the show, so we definitely want to get that popping. But first, we're gonna do some sound check first because we definitely don't want to be in the mix and y'all can't hear your reviews, you can't hear your feedback. So hold on. You're going to get this, Jeezy. Faith, you know me so well. Like, she knows me so well. Shout out to the Clutch staff, Ricardo and Faith. I was just about to say, let's throw some Jeezy on. She already on top of it. We'll be back. Global 14 The Cut. Let's work this out.
Check. I got it. Yeah. Put a little reverb on me. Yeah. Turn me up just a little bit. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
By last night, that shit was too crazy.
What else? Well, yeah, what we're done, them niggas, food game.
Whatever.
Hurt my head last night, they need pain pills. We was in that bitch, I like little Wayne grill. Daddy love his hood, cause it's a gold mine. Back on this gangster shit. Whoever don't like it, they can suck a gangster dick.
She a real bitch, and
she gon' keep it low key. I don't even got a knock, I got a dope key. Any given night, we in aroma, ho. Aroma, ho. About to drink myself into a coma, ho. And don't worry about me, cause I gotta drive. And if you drive us in the river, then I gotta die. Bitches so fly, they need a runway. My nigga tatted up, he with the gunplay. Y'all do it for the grand. Like you've been doing features. Trying to tell me one on one that when your vibe, on your vibe. Trying to tell me, nigga, that I ain't your vibe. Let's go. Mr. Barterari in the dough. What you gonna do? About to put the game in the choke. What else? They kind of burn him in the G5. Straight from finger licking straight to G5. You say you bust a move, bust a mood in. Started matching once and then I moved in. What else? Started investigating, then I moved out. Put the merchandise on. They need pain pills. We was in that bitch sound like Lil Wayne grill. Daddy loves hood cause it's a gold mine. He said he love his block cause it's a gold mine. He's throwing up his hood cause it's a gold mine. He said he never leave it, it's a gold mine.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14 The Cut. Yes, we had a couple of technical difficulties at the beginning that you missed, but it's all good. We worked it out. We're back Wednesday nights. Onyx and Golden Peace. What's good?
What's good? What's good? It's not a popping show without some technical difficulty. Damn, I can't even say the word. What is it? Technical difficulties. You're going to have that every now and then, you know?
Right.
That's only going to let us know it's going to be a good night.
I know. What? It's crazy. I'm over here, like I said, the triple struggle with the speaker, no headset. Like, what's going on tonight? But it's all good. We're going to play your records, guys. It's the Unsigned Live Review, A&R style. I'm very excited. One of my favorite segments to do, or episodes rather. Yeah, we got about 6 or 7 of you guys' records, so we're going to get into that shortly. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's global14.com. So make sure you go check out the blog site, check out the IG, Twitter, all that good stuff. Rap Game Season 3 will be premiering January 19th, I want to say the date is. So be looking out for that on Lifetime TV. Golden, can you let the people know about the Unsigned Review? What are we doing tonight for these and signing to the artist.
Well, there's a reason why we love doing it, because we on the grind ourselves, up and coming, on the rise. So we love to hear everybody else that's out there grinding records that may not be in rotation on anybody's club or radio, but maybe they soon will. You know what I'm saying? We've had DJs on the show that come on, hear these records, take them right to the club, take them right to the radio. So, you know, we just ask that you guys get at us when we have the show via our social media outlets, but no timeline flooding. Just give us a nice inbox, you know what I mean? Let us know exactly what you're doing with your record, you know what I mean? Who are you? You know, you're dropping an EP, you're just dropping a single, so we can introduce it properly and play it on the unsigned show. Again, everybody starts somewhere, so we really love doing this. You know, it gives us a chance to see who out there, and maybe we didn't heard something before everybody, you know, and then somebody turns into a star, and it's like, yo, we spotted that before it hit, you know what I'm saying? So it's always good to hear, you know, unsigned artists, up-and-coming artists, artists on the brink, or artists just wanting to get constructive criticism. That's what I love about it, people that's not ashamed to put their stuff out there and let people comment on what they feel about it, because that only makes you better in any circumstance. So that's why we love shows like this. That's why we want to do it. So let's go. We got 6-7 records. We're going to give our constructive criticism, you know what I mean? And then, boom, on to the next record. But I appreciate everybody sending in those records, man. We really do.
No doubt. Absolutely. And just a, it's not even a shameless plug, but a real legitimate plug. Just for you guys, and Golden does manage a production company. So if you're an artist and you have a, you know, looking for production, or you're looking for someone to help you really get a project going, you can contact us for that as well. Contact Golden for those services. The team, the squad is very efficient and talented, clean. Like, I mean, even like, again, the staff and then myself and Golden, everybody wears like a lot of different hats, but they all make sense. And we progress quite well. So definitely let us know if we can be of assistance outside of just feedback portion, as well as we will do what we can. Mm-hmm. We'll do what we can to pass your record along when necessary to those that ask for it, or if we know that there's a good fit somewhere. So yeah, let's get into the first record, Cutter Gaddafi. Round my way. Go before it's in the cut. Let's go.
Chick from around my way. We left in Y and we flew to LA. Cali got it popping in the bank. You know we take that money every single day. Daddy, could you take it all away? I told her, listen, everything gon' be okay. Remember when I used to sell it by the 8? Now I move it by the load and by the can. Finessing on the road and out of state. Got impatient, so I'm sorry for the wait. Yeah, we ain't worried about no break. What's up, man? We ain't tripping, let them hate. It ain't my birthday, but I'm getting to the cake. Told me cut it, put it in their face. So I'm saucing on them like I'm from the lake. Switching lane, gripping, grinding, dripping pain. Money, we keep flowing up the tank. We stack the money, then we take it to the bank. Gon' run it up and you can't tell her that we ain't. Your baby mama follow everything I say. Shawty know the game, she don't play. And what we really do, we never say.
And all we ever talk about is pay. Yeah, that my little chick from around the way. Ain't nothing like no chick from around my way.
So that was better. Good job. You went around my way. I just realized I kind of like am familiar or personally know everyone that sent music in tonight. So I just wanted to put that out there. But my feedback and my feedback will still be with fresh ears and an open mind. So what do you think?
When I heard the record, I like the melody of the record. I definitely think, since it's a slower tempo, that if you're going to break a record like that, it definitely should be in a strip club where somebody can dance to that and then people can remember it that's in the strip club, especially if they keep coming back every week, every, you know what I mean? They hear that record, that'll burn their record into, you know, someone's head. I don't think it's going to be able to break through radio, because radio's got to have more of an upper tempo. They usually gravitate to slower songs when it's broken somewhere else. And since it's not a hype record, it's not a turn-up record, it sounds perfect for Shorty getting her money around the way, girl. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'll stick to more people by being broken in an area like the strip club. I also think, since it's a little bit slower, that it also needs a dope-ass visual. So whoever come up with the video for that record, if they put a dope visual behind that, that'll also help that record stick in somebody's head and, you know, with the visual as well. But I like the melodicness of the record. I think the catchy where he did the cadence will make the record stick as well, so people will have an easy time singing it because they remember that cadence with the drawn out words at the end of each bar. So I think the record can definitely do something if broken in the right mediums, and I think the strip club and the video is going to be really important for that record.
I agree 100%. And I wanted to add two things. One, definitely the cadence for me on the second verse, I wanted a little, what he did at the end, the run it up, run it up, run it up, I wanted that earlier in the record. So if I could have just had that sooner to give me more into it, I guess, coming from a woman's perspective and dancing and whatever I was going to do with it, I would have liked to hear you get a little bit more hyper earlier, but I do see that the record's a little over 4 minutes. So I would push that hypeness part up. But also in saying that, I've heard that Run It Up, Run It Up, Run It Up, that same chant in two other records before from two other artists. So I don't know if that's like the new thing to do, like a newer type of, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but I've heard it before. So I didn't know if you were aiming for that or if y'all literally just sound the same. His name is, what's the dude? Yayo. Not Yayo. What is the dude named? Jayo. And he's out of Fort Worth, I believe it is. So he literally has a single out right now doing that same joint. So if you wanted to distinguish yourself, maybe that, you know, take a listen to that or that last phrase. I'm not really sure, but it literally is like y'all sound exactly the same. So I would just kind of watch out for that. And I know that he moves around in Atlanta a lot in the stripper area as well. You want to make sure that when your record is out there and it's moving, people know who it is, and they don't get it confused. So that's all I was going to say. But dope. I agree 100%. I like the melody, everything about it. So next we got Days the Dope. Look, I'm not going to be talking. Days, Dad, Days the Nomad. What's up? We got your record up. Go before Tina Cut. Addiction and Open.
Come on up, come on up. Step right up. Get the latest medicine that heals your mind, body, and soul by yours truly, Days the Nomad.
Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. The doctor's here, the doctor's here. Hello!
I'm Dr. Feel Good, cause you feel it in your bones. I make you feel good like sex when you moan on the internet. Got a strong buzz like a hornet. This is a house call and my schedule is flex. Oh, baby, I like the raw. Like Goldie be a true legend, R.I.P. Blaming on the alcohol. Like Jamie Foxx, y'all sound silly to me. I once had a girl that made me feel good. But if I seen her, probably run her ass over like shoes. While y'all lack lyrics, I'll be attacking your spirit. Like, it's time y'all feel the wrath and move the special gear. Or go to jail for real. Or get killed walking with the sky on my heel. I need my medicine. It's an addiction and overdose.
Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. The doctor's here, the doctor's here. Hello. Feel the music, love the music. Play the music all night.
This is like drugs, sex, and rock and roll. With the lyrical flow, touching your soul. I'm feeling myself on my way to the money. Did it by myself, ain't a damn thing funny. Switch my style up, watch my money pile up. Keeping all my winnings like Scrooge McDuck. Feel the beat, move your feet, now feel the heat. On the count of three. But I hope you don't relapse. This here will make you choke like you in hell again.
I'm looking up for like 50, the sky's the limit. You can't see me, dog, like windows tinted. I know it's been a minute, stick with the flu in the clinic. Slash studio renting, now turn my stairs up and watch me go in it. Now get your medicine, come get your medicine. The doctor's here, the doctor's here. Hello. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. The doctor's here, the doctor's here. Hello. I got music on my mind. I need music all the time. I need my medicine. I got music on my mind. I need music all the time. Yes, I need my medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. Get your medicine, come get your medicine. The doctor's here, the doctor's here. Hello.
Already, that was Daz, Daz Nomad, Daz the Nomad. called Addiction and Overdose. Come get your medicine. Come get your medicine. You know what? I just want to say this real quick because for some reason, I don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it, but I kind of like the direction of where this record was going. And I don't know why, but here's what I think you should do with this record. To be honest, when I was listening to this, I was imagining sitting with my niece watching, what's the girl, Doc McStuffin on the Disney Channel?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was imagining watching Doc McStuffins and this being in the record. I mean, on the show. The Come Get Your Medicine theme, you know, because she's like, she gives the medicine, you know. So I think this is some stuffed animals or something like that. That they come to life. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. But anyway, this is actually a really dope kind of lane for like a Nickelodeon Disney joint. I'm not saying that it can't go anywhere else, but I really think you could take the Silento path and take this and go somewhere and get your check and get your notoriety. But I know that you have other records and you're showing that you can do more than just the average rapper. I totally get. And I didn't know that you did like sung and stuff because he sent records before. But I would honestly like no playing around. Look into getting this place with the Children's Network. Because at first I was like, get your medicine. Is he talking about, you know, something, and you know, sexual? But it was more so, I think it was relating to music. So that's what I'm going to say for this. And then this could probably be a better mix and master on the joint. But aside from that, I think you need to take this straight to somebody's Disney Nickelodeon channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what's crazy? You're 100% right. I was going to say the exact same thing. That record is an animated record. He's animated, yeah, on the record. The beat is animated. He's singing. He's, you know, rapping. It's just, you know, totally an animated record. And I was going to say almost the same thing. I was just going to say, I only hear that record, the hook. I don't hear anybody wanting to listen to that record the whole way through.
Yes.
That's one of them records where that hook needs to be placed somewhere, and it's going to be placed wherever it feeds the show or whatever is going on. You can hear that coming on a commercial break while it's fading out, or like you said, on a cartoon like Doc McStuffins while she's doing a little scene and it's in the background. That's where that record can thrive. And that's actually a check. Like, I literally could tell you from myself, we've done a record, so, you know, licensed it to ESPN. They only played 15 seconds of the record as it cut out to commercial break, and we got bands. You feel what I'm saying? So that literally happens. So you need to really try to do that with this record, because also, being honest, ain't nobody going to want to hear this record the whole way through. It's just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah,
like he's singing at the end, you know, he's even testing out his vocal on the word medicine, you know what I mean? And it's like, there's no auto-tune to make that more congruent. It's just like him doing his thing. So since it's going to be that animated, you definitely want to kind of tie it to something that's animated. The beat's animated. So you want to tie it to something that's animated. You know what I'm saying? I think it sounds fun. So since it sounds fun, marry it to something that's fun. And you could probably get a check quicker than a nigga that's out here making music like everybody else. One thing that anybody has to know about this business is it's not a one-way business. There's a lot of things that happen with music. Publishing, licensing is one of the biggest sources of making your money in music. My production company focuses on that, because you can license something over and over again and still get paid for it each time. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a record like this, understand lanes. Understand, like, even the last record, that's a stripper record. That's a lane for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? They're going to adopt that because of what he's saying in that record. Going to try to throw that on a radio station, it ain't even the look for it until it get popular. You know what I'm saying? This record is not the look to be played on a radio station. The look is for that shit to be placed on a show that it's marrying the theme of that show. It's fun. It's energetic. There's somebody on there playing. Like, I literally see, there's another show on Nickelodeon where there's like four guys and they're like a band or some shit. I forgot what that show is. And they start breaking in the song about different parts of the show or whatever. I can hear those guys singing that Come Get Your Medicine stuff. You know what I mean? So it's definitely an animated track that I think you should immediately try to find somebody in Nickelodeon or wherever Darkness stuff in airs or any of those shows and send them that record.
Like right now, like tonight for real. It's straight like that. Great feedback. Thank you guys for sending this in. It's definitely, hopefully, you're receptive to what Golden is sharing with you and myself, because it like he said, it works and it's real. The next record we have is J-Red. Hi, J-Red. We'll go ahead and play J-Red and Brent B called He Changed Me. So, let's go. Go for Tina Crack.
Blaze on the beat. I had to change my ways. My people, places, and things. I mean, life wasn't going right for me. So I put my strength into the Almighty God, and now I'm 2 years sober. So started off the millennium hustling. Grew up not wanting for nothing. Didn't have to do it, but I did. Stop asking my mom for it. Get out and get it on my own. The first time I big city all alone. Type of stuff that I was on would have had anybody have left alone. But people was praying for me. My mama was praying for me. Even though the streets of the D was sucking the life right out of me. Living day to day without a plan in mind. Money is the root of all evil, but the only thing that was on my mind. I crossed through many paths, getting straight judged bad. But I put myself in a position, it ain't no turning back. You wanna be grown, you wanna be bad, you know what come right after that. Jacket stabbed in the back, and so called friends don't know where they at. And fell to my knees after time in jail. DJ was spend the license, heavy driving with no L's. Almost hit the strip club, but I was too shy to twerk. And even though I was no band, I knew my mama would be hurt. He never gave up on me. Still the light I didn't see. Taking losses at the rock bottom, trying to be a part of these streets. I left the game alone because it showed no love. It ripped you apart to see what you're made of. If he changed me, he can change you. If he changed me, he can change you.
Father, Father, please forgive me. We used to be sinning, but now we winning.
If he changed me, he can change you. If he changed me, he can change you.
If y'all don't know what I've been through, man.
Father, Father,
you would understand.
Please forgive me.
Yeah.
We used to be sinning,
hey.
But now we winning. Didn't listen to my mama, never heard much from my daddy. Thought I could do it by myself, didn't ask no one to help me. When you in the streets, life is really scary. Out here for the devil, dealing all his potions. Smoking, choking, smoking, selling, flipping, selling. Running from the laws, really running from my blessings. I lost my firstborn and went out to a reverend. He said that God forgives, it was fire to my ears. But I ain't wanna hear what he was talking about. Turn my back and walk straight out. On the same day, my partner got murdered. I asked so many questions, I thought I never heard them. So speaking to my spirit, I felt it in my soul. When will I make it out? Does anybody know? Talking to my grandma, she said you need to pray, son. I suffered and I suffered. The struggle, Lord, the struggle. Started going to church, just hoping I was worth it. Baptized my body one Sunday at the surface. I pray to God for me to have a purpose. He told me, give me your heart. can take it, but I found a new way. To God, I'm so thankful.
If he changed me, he can change you.
Yeah.
If he changed me,
yeah.
he can change you.
Father, Father, please forgive me. We used to be sinning, but now we winning.
If he changed me,
yeah.
he can change you.
Yeah.
If he changed me,
yeah.
he can change you.
Father, Father, please forgive me. We used to be sinning, but now we winning.
Already back to Global 14 to Cook. That was Jay Red and Money. Miss Man. And Brent Works. Money Works. I think it's Money Works. But shout out to you guys for the He Changed Me. How do you feel, Golden?
So every time I hear Testament Records, I always like to hear people's testament. You know what I'm saying? I think that when you're putting these records out, again, it's all about perspective on where you want to put it. When you're doing mm-hmm. these records, you need to think of, you know, the perspective of where you want to put it. When you're in the studio recording these records, you need to think of that. And I think that anybody that makes Testament records are thinking of that because they know for a fact you're trying to put this somewhere where somebody wants to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You know you're not going anywhere changing anybody's mind about putting it in rotation somewhere. You know what I mean? That ain't gonna happen. But fortunately, there are Testament radio stations popping up everywhere on the internet. There are guys like, you know, Lecrae let me keep Lecrae out of it, because Lecrae, he knows how to make music that it's Testament music, but at the same time still appealing to somebody if they wanted to throw it in on a video station or records. He's still going to capture an audience that's not even looking for Testament records. He has a knack with doing that. But if you start off talking about something you did and how it changed, you know, then you automatically know, okay, I got to find my lane where to put these records. And I think that with this type of record, you search for those type of radio stations, the new gospel rap. I won't even call it gospel rap. I forgot what they're calling it now. But it's a lot of rappers out there going that route. I think if you're gonna want it, even rocking on those type of station, you definitely want to still keep it in song format. You could tell the second rapper was really on his Testament shit. His verse was really long, and it took a long time to get back into the hook. So if you're doing it, I just think you should still keep that song format that comes back in the hook, break it up a little bit, even make some of it a bridge, but just keep it in that song format. We just did like 3 records with a rapper out of North Carolina, all Testament records, dude named Floss. And he has a knack also for making his Testament records more like songs, you know what I mean? And not mm-hmm. changing the song format so somebody will get tired of the record, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would definitely tell anybody making a Testament record, do it, make it, you know, because your Testament could change somebody's mind. If you want it to be, you know, looked at as maybe winning awards or getting on these labels and stuff, then still keep the music format of it as well. You know what I'm saying? Still keep the elements people like in music as well. And I think those type of records could win. But you have a hard time playing this for somebody with a radio station format that's moving and grooving, and then they're going to say, yeah, we could put this record in a rotation, because it's not going to fit in the rotation because of the format. You know what I'm saying? So now the way that record is, I will look on the internet. I will look for, you know, Testament stations on the internet, and I will be submitting that record to those type of stations.
Another 100% agreement. And the only thing that, and with you saying that, with the format not being structured, for what it was, radio, or for, you know, being a DJ to want to mix that in and wherever he may be. I totally envision this being a, when they have the gospel fest, you know, they have like a whole day of gospel fest. It happens frequently all over the nation. We'll have a gospel fest day. We'll have a slew of acts on the list that people can come out from pretty much 11 a.m. to whatever, you know, the final acts at the end of the evening. That's where I saw you guys being able to perform and express your Testament record, as Golden said, at the very beginning in the opening acts to get people, you know, hyped up for the day's events of the festival and all that kind of stuff. So definitely a live performance record. And then, like Golden said, shoot that over to places where the format would fit best. I also think it would be great exposure for you if you keep that lane, because you can definitely grow from there and connect with people to help you build that sound needed to compete within the Christian or the contemporary Christian or within the inspirational realm. So I think if you're out there performing and doing those type of things, people will be able to gravitate to that energy, and then they can say, hey, let's try working like this, or let's try featuring you here or there. It doesn't actually have to be you from ground up. You may can partner with what's the guy's name? Is it Ty Corbett? Ty, goodness gracious, forgive me, Lord. The one with the dreads, he has a lot of energy. It's almost rock sounding, rock band sounding. I can't think of his name right now, but someone like him would be all about something like this, jumping up and, you know, something that there's just a lot of energy. So yes, I agree with Golden 100%. And then I would also look towards trying to perform that and honing that, and making sure that there's clarity in your voice, that you actually practice, because that was a lot of energy coming through real fast. So you would want to make sure that you hit every pocket for the stage, because you would have to really be, you know, he can change me, he can change you. You would really have to be out there pushing that message as you did in the record. So, but that's, I'm sorry to go add two extra cents, but yeah. I agree. We're halfway through, so we're down to the last three records. Amen. we got our Dollar Sign D with his record. So let's go ahead and get into that. It is not the 100-yard dash. It's called Noise. Go before Tina Cut. Let's go.
Let's do it. Run your bitch like a visa. Don't come around with your issue. Blow your off like a whistle. I was raised a little different. Be low key with your shit. Ain't no point in being flashy. They come looking for your shit. We went from ashy to classy. But that name a little bit. Ain't for a shit, so don't ask me. Nope, I can't get your shit. I just grinded out the ditches. My side coming, I won't miss it. Money grew a couple inches. Bullshit stay at a distance. Scratch on my palms, they itching. It's already printed, so get it. Hustle, don't go in the limit. Knock a hustle, won't help you get it. Me high.
in the mountaintop. Money on me got me walking sloppy. Jump on my day like I have a block. Remember when I ain't have a lot? Steven was not an option. We got the same 24 hours. Stop trying to make it a pity party. Get up and get it. Stop all that talking. Hardest rapper in the city, and that's my opinion. No, I ain't arguing.
No.
You niggas running around here acting like bitches. That shit retarded.
That shit dumb.
Niggas really ain't got shit to rap about. Just recording.
Huh?
I'm making noise.
Yeah.
30 round clips and a whole lot of hate. Got these young niggas wildin' in my city.
In my city.
They don't wanna see you make it out the city.
Make it out the city.
They just wanna be the first to say they did it.
Yeah.
Molly's in them jiggers, got these little niggas lit.
They lit.
Listen hard, but I ain't talking steroids.
Steroids.
I want the money and the power and that oil.
And that oil.
You gon' hear me before you see me, I'm making noise.
Already Global 14 the cut back $D with noise. Loved it. No issues, no concerns, no feedback. Push it. Let's get it. We playing it on the show.
word. Now that's a good record right there. You know what I'm saying? I think that record could get run. You know what I mean? I would definitely be trying to, you know, if I was him, break it in my city, wherever he lives at, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody going to relate to it living in that city, you know what I'm saying? Since that theme is everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that theme is everywhere. Everybody talking about that on a record. So if I was him, I would definitely make sure that visual had some shit in it that everybody else don't have in theirs. You know what I'm saying? I would make sure whoever shot that video did a dope ass treatment, and if I was gonna put that video somewhere that it could stand out, just because the subject is so saturated, it's ridiculous. Everybody talking about how people hating on them is somewhere somehow. You know what I'm saying? So if that's gonna be the subject of the record, then something else got to stand out about the record. So if we're gonna put a visual to the record, it definitely need to stand out. Got to be something different to make them say, you know, did you see that video? You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing I could think about the record. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing on the record, but that subject matter just make it hard to break because everybody talking about that same thing. So if it's gonna break, you know, it's not even unsigned. It's unsigned artists or artists on the come up that it'll be hard for. All these niggas that got a deal, they could copy each other all they want, you know what I'm saying? But they already got the deal. So when you're trying to get the deal, you know what I'm saying, you got the same type of record. Now, trust me, I've been in the offices. Niggas will be like, oh, you talking about the same thing? Okay, next. You know what I'm saying? And they'll just go right to the next song. So if he's gonna push it out there independently himself, I would definitely tell him to put a visual or something to that to make somebody think, you know what I mean? Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? That was a powerful video to that record.
Mm-hmm. 100% agreed. This definitely can get airplay as well behind the whole drill music thing they got going on. A lot, all those kids are unsigned. But all of these kids, that was like that minus all the gun and I'ma kill you and this and that. So that the lane is there. Make it happen. Do your thing. Follow it as if you need straight like that. Down to the treatment as well. Like for real, for real. Like Golden said, Lee Band.
On the visual on that record, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. You always, yeah. Always stay one up. Always stay one up when you got something like that. You know, you don't want them to throw it in a pile. So make sure that you got something that is like, yo, check the visual out.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We got Lee Bands with commas. I already know what we talk about. We talk about this money. Let's get it. Let's get this money. What's up, Lee Bands? Global 14, the cut.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What's happening, fam? I'm turning. Been right here. Hey. I'm talking about commas, man. Bang. Got the commas.
I'm turning.
Got the commas.
Yeah.
Show me that dollar sign.
Other
than
comma, comma, dollar sign. Comma, 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 comma. I'm handsome, getting guap. Raw brick game design, I won't stop, won't stop. I'm a king, I rise to the top, to the top. Big bank, rose, fat knots. Running stacked up, I miss stop, miss stop. I got this on lock. Get out my way, then I drop.
When I drop,
X marks the spot.
Better move.
My frequency's been high.
Been high.
I'm on the rain door, and you not.
And you get
my profits, I won't flop. I'm good, classics on chart. My fan base is on roar. I'm extra fresh, and you
tart.
My wardrobe stay
start.
I'm turned up, laced up, no paint cuts, just paper cuts. Cash flow, my floor brand.
Yeah.
Got me brands, not worried about this leg.
Yeah.
I got a bad chick on my mattress. She's no actress. She back it up when I want it to. I'm about dollar signs, them green bucks. Green backs, I'm wrapped up. My bookkeeper getting backed up. Comma, dollar sign. Comma, 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 dollar sign. Dollar sign, 84 commas, that's what I came for. You get it, A1, raw and uncut. When I'm at a show, I'm so loud, I'm walking expo. Whip pineapple, crumb and mango. I blow pine and get dough. Your standards low, you better off taking the furlough. I rock high regard to either party or hire. I'm a flow good friend at promo. You get money being a homo. This cash count, you're not that so. Like that, whatever y'all say so. Cross the van and raise it. They love to hear my rainbow. How I taste them pesos. I'm checking on my own payroll. About to be a bank rolls. Commas talking plenty zero. It's the only thing that I know.
That I know
negotiating their growth. That's the only thing that I see. So if it ain't in your combo, you hear how this hook go. Bam. Come on, come on, come on, dollar sign. Come on, come on, come a 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 dollar sign. Come on, come on. Come a dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign.
Rebel 14 the Cut, the lead band with comma, comma, comma. Go ahead, hold him.
Yeah, I would take. I just would take that record to. I know I keep saying strip club with some of these records because the tempo of these records is dictated,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, in a certain area and place where it can be broken, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, the records is about money, you know what I'm saying? So the atmosphere from money it is that, you know, right now these clubs is the new fucking radio stations getting broke, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to take a record like that to the strip club. And there's got to be, it could start off with one girl dancing to that shit crazy, but I always see slower records breaking in that atmosphere much better. That record is totally for that atmosphere. Of course, everybody can relate to money, but I'm talking about the movement of a record. You know what I'm saying? If you're thinking of somebody on the radio playing a playlist, then you think what song has to come before that song for that song to flow in the way it's supposed to flow in, and then what song going to come after that. It'll have to be three slower tempo songs in a row. So it's hard for that song to be in a playlist all the time, you know what I'm saying? Unless the shit get popular somewhere else where everybody loving the record, you know what I'm saying? So when it's like that, You take it right to that strip club. Them girls can dance. I picture the girls already sliding down the pole of this shit while niggas is throwing money. Like, that whole time that record was playing, I pictured being in the strip club, seeing people making that shit rain, and them girls is blatantly like, yeah, keep it coming. Dollars, dollar signs, money, green, commas, you know what I mean? Keep it coming. So that record to me is a strip club record to get broken in the strip club record, you know what I'm saying? Then it could go wherever it's going to go. But definitely I would be hitting every strip club where he live at. Like, yo, you need to be dancing this record if you want this money.
Straight like that, and I would get to these. I would go to the models. I wouldn't even worry about the DJ. If you cup, like he said, models. I'm sorry, it's a different lane. Get to the, you know, those strippers. But I also need a better mix because I wanted to, you know, I wasn't gonna go down the pole, but I was gonna be dancing and getting this money. So I definitely need a better mix and master on the joint so I can rock with every. You know, every beat, every pocket that you had, that you were coming with, what is it, the drum, bass, whatever, I need a better mix and master if I can get with that, but I loved it, and I could hear like a Gucci Mane or a T.I. on a remix, or, you know, trying to get on the original verse. This is one of those records that all the rapper niggas were. I hate to say, was that horrible to say that, rapping niggas? This is one of those records that all the rappers will want to hop on and do their little version. Lil Wayne will want to come do his, you know, little version to it. So this is one of those records, that right. Production and the way you wrote the beat, everybody's going to want to come and do a cameo on it. And they can do it from New York all the way to the South, all the way to the West Coast. So this record can move for real. Just get it.
Had that Trinidad James type had that Trinidad James type cadence to it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I definitely would hit that club.
Yeah. Hey, straight up. Let us know if you need any more ideas and we'll rock it right that. Let's get on the road, let's get this money, let's get these commas, let's Magic City, Club Onyx, all of that. What is it called? The one in Florida, Miami. What is it? Diamond. What is it called? The strip club in Miami, Golden. What is it called? What is it called? King of Diamonds. That's right. King of Diamonds.
Yeah, KOD.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had just. Yeah, King of Diamonds.
Yeah, King of Diamonds. You got King of Diamonds. They got Live Miami now. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, this strip club culture is blowing up something crazy. I mean, V Live is opening clubs everywhere, so it ain't just Atlanta, Houston, you know what I'm saying, wherever V-Live is, if Texas is Dallas or Houston, one of them, but now it's Miami. They just opened another one up in where they just had to audition for another one somewhere else. So anybody that's following that culture need to understand that those girls, one of them becomes the star of that club, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would be definitely checking out who these girls dancing in these clubs, because one of them, two of them, three of them become stars of the club. You feel what I'm saying? And when they become stars of the club and tell people to make them songs rock, and then the DJ starts rocking with them songs, you never know who's going to be in the clubs to pick that record up.
Yeah. Go get your million money, commas, all of that. Presidential OG, last record of the night, well before Tina Cut, let's get it. Wait a minute, let me give you the It's Presidential OG is the name of the record by Butterhood. Let's get it.
Presidential low G. I get it by the pack, don't pack, don't trip. You can get a diamond, get a whole brick. Presidential, no G. We can shoot the fair one, or you can shoot me. Either way, gotta salute me. To all the dead homies resting in peace. We gon' put one in the air as you sleep. Presidential, no G. Fresh to death, head to toe. In the Eskimo shirt made by Eddie Moe. I stay extra cold. I let them know I'm about to check with the extra O's. Never sweating. Tell them you can keep the X and O. Really, I don't do no tripping, I just let them go. She wonder if I'm gonna miss, I guess she'll never know. He say it ain't no flexing, but he flexing though. To me, it's only exercise, I just stretch and go stupid like I never been in kindergarten. If you ain't my everyday, you been a target. They act like they ain't have a clue, the homie been retarded. I tell them this ain't nothing new, homie, I've been the hardest. Everybody know that. Anybody who heard me ain't gonna tell you different. And I ain't f***ed up with it if that ain't your opinion. Putting your money on me, the best investment. Follow my campaign for the presidential election. You can get it for a low fee. Mr. Hayes, roll it up and smoke me. Presidential low G. I get it by the pack, don't trip. You can get a diamond, get a whole brick. Presidential low G. We can shoot the fair one, or you can shoot me. Either way, gotta salute me. To all the dead homies resting in peace. We gon' put one in the air as you sleep. Presidential low G. I got the medicine, call it Theraflu. I'm G, like me, it's very few. Fine trees, lime green and very huge. My dime bag look like Terry Crews. Ain't scared to move weight, it's freight. I'm shipping bail. I'm making shakes like an eight on a Richter scale. Before they put me in the grave or send me to jail. Like the first sinner that fell, I'm gonna give them hell. Nothing devilish, I give you the word. Like Genesis 1:29, I give you the herb that bears seed. A rare breed, inhale, breathe, fair weed. I cover the green like Ed Reed, yeah, we. Put the smoke in the air, got some smoke I can share. With every quote, it'll have you comatose in your chair. Yeah, Black Haze, roll it up and smoke me. And salute me as your OG. Presidential low G. You can get it for a low fee. Mr. Haze, roll it up and smoke me. Presidential low G. I get it by the pack, don't trip. You can get a diamond, get a whole brick. Presidential low G. We can shoot the fair one, or you can shoot me. Either way, gotta salute me. To all the dead homies resting in peace. We gon' put one in the air as you sleep. Presidential low G.
Alrighty, that was Motherhood with Presidential OG. I'm not gonna really give advice on this record, more so as I'm gonna say to definitely take it to. I would just definitely get this to a lot of the mixtape DJs and let it see what it do, because this is one of those songs that niggas will throw in behind some smooth walls. Maybe not a smooth loss, like a, but they definitely can put that in with a mix with some loss. They might not put the full version, but they might put a little bit of it in to introduce it to get a feel. I just hear this on a lot of mixtapes, Southern Smoke. You know, remember that whole Southern Smoke movement? Just I hear this record on a lot of like dope little mixtape joints. And I think this record was very well put together, and it can actually do whatever it wants to do when it moves and if it's received well. So it's very laid back. It's just a southern type of just, when in Texas, this will ride in a major way, in a strong way, because niggas just like to chill and ride slow and whip and swing and they ain't really trying to do too much. And this is one of those records where niggas might want to sip a little something, play some dominoes maybe, you know, swing, watch the whip, watch the 80-fold. They don't really want to do too much. So this ain't, you don't always have to do too much. It could just be a record, a chill record, a laid-back joint that niggas can rock and relate to. I more so was listening just to the way that it was structured and the production and your voice matched well with it. So it really wasn't even the lyrics. It was just the whole vibe of the record, I should say. So I really don't want to tell you to take this anywhere. I mean, you can take it to a Netflix situation with niggas that, you know, they could play it on the credits rolling out. I'm not sure, but I just think that I would push this to the mixtape lane and let it see what it does, see how it's perceived, and let niggas mix it in where they see it. Maybe the best fit. That's just me where I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you know, a record like that, first of all, you could tell, you know, homie could spit, you know what I'm saying? He got bars in that record. You know, any record with a sample and bars, automatically they gonna think mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Because either you gonna clear the record, you know, or the sample, if it hasn't already been cleared, to get it rocked to where you make your money on it, or you just putting out there for promo use to put it on a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? It definitely could go in that lane on somebody's tape, you know what I'm saying? If it's a strong push with the artist and he got money behind him, you know, then he want to be pushing that record with a visual, definitely throwing that on one of these, you know, outlets, Worldstar, Vlad TV or something like that, and then telling people, yo, check my shit out on here, there, or there, wherever. Because any record with a sample where somebody's spitting, if you're not a known rapper, then you know what I'm saying, it definitely ain't getting on radio. And if it do get on radio, you might have a problem down the line legally. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So either satellite radio gonna rock it, you know what I'm saying, or you want to keep it in some of those lanes. But if it's a sample, you just got to make sure that when you're throwing it out there, you're throwing it out there in a way that's promotional use, because you can see, you know, they come after the big dogs. They come after a lot of people. You know, we just did a whole tape with somebody with nothing but sample music, and we just giving it away. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that we don't have any flack, but what we're doing is trying to grow the numbers on this artist. You know what I'm saying? So it's different ways you can do it. But I encourage everybody that, you know, went into the studio and recorded records and sent records to us tonight. First of all, I want to say thank you, because we love hearing new artists and what they're doing, even if you've been doing it for a while. But also, every time you're in the studio and you write records, there's always, we used to call this shit studio fever. And my man, he was an engineer, older dude, man. He was really nice, OG, one of those ones that had a hit record back in the day but didn't pop like he wanted to pop. So he, doing his engineer thing, he would always tell us, you know, don't catch studio fever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just get in here and make anything you want. You know, think of where you want this record to go. You know what I'm saying? If you don't care about where it's going, okay, then come in here and make whatever you want. But if you got an idea of where you want this record to go, I'm going to need you to be making a record conducive to that idea where you want that record to go. You know what I'm saying? So ever since he was telling us that, because we'll go in there back in the day when you smoke high, drunk, you know what I'm saying? Just make your records like, yo, nigga, you spin on that record, and the next thing you know, it come out, all our people like, yo, that shit is dope, but you seeing what's sliding out in the world, and you like, oh, shit, this might not fit on this format. Or, you know, when we start learning that shit was when we start like, oh, shit, they bought this record from us? You know, oh, no doubt. And it didn't even hit the mainstream. They bought it for some commercial or bought it for some television show, because we found that lane. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say, when you hit these studios, it's easy to just make records. You know what I'm saying? But if you got an idea of where the record want to go, because you want to monetize it, or you want to, you know, get views from it, you want to, all of that shit does matter. You know what I'm saying? Because there's certain formats and certain lanes where you could put these records and actually be like, oh, shit, just got a check. Like, I literally just got a check last month from a record that plays on a college football show on YouTube through BMI.
Yeah.
College football show. This coach analyzes his team, and then he puts clips on the shit, but they register the music. Literally got a check. It wasn't that much, but it was a fucking check. You know what I'm saying? You get $500 for some shit that you don't even know is airing on YouTube, and this dude ain't even getting a lot of views on YouTube. But since it runs, you're going to get paid. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Where you be like, oh, you be surprised, man. So always search up for people who's registering music and try to get them your music. If you know it ain't on a radio platform, get it on that platform. You will be surprised, man. There's people out there that's going to pay you. And there's your performing rights organization going to pay you if you register the song, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I have an article in relation to that on my website. And this isn't a plug. I mean, we can say whatever we want. This
plug
is a show,
it.
Right? But it's on plug my it. Website. And talk about radio play and a little bit of licensing. So if you need assistance with that, that's a free resource, as well as you can find so many other free resources available online, as well as we're available to help you with the important piece and factors with that. And it doesn't always have to be a financial agreement with that. It's just the littlest things that can really put you in position to win and to receive more than what you've received before. And to piggyback off of you real quick, and I'm not going to drag it out, but even my artist brother, Maine, we had a record out that we just put in place, and it's for something in particular. It's a particular project that we have upcoming that I can't really speak on, and that is what the music is geared towards and to. So that is exactly right, that you have to make the records according to what you have going on and what you're planning to do and what the process is going to be. And then, as you know, at any point in time, you can go viral. you can run into somebody. You can sell the record. It doesn't always have to be you if you want to just get your foot in the door. So, again, licensing, publishing, everything that Golden spoke on, and then just really having your mind open to opportunities such as the ones of tonight. So you guys are already on the right track, whether you've worked with us before or not. Your music has been received, and that's already on the right track of being open to the feedback, suggestions, and opportunity, as well as you just never know, because I'm already over here low-key low-key like, yo, I'm really excited and proud for everybody that sent something over. I love how it just kind of worked out. Like, everybody had a certain type of lane, and you can actually all win tonight with what you did in my book, and I think in yours too.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of on board as well. So, but yeah, we're gonna do this again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, you know, and what a win is defined as a step that you made towards your goal.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people they think win is being a superstar. The way I count wins, oh, shit, I just got a check for something I did and created for my mind, you know what I'm saying, independently. Okay. Even if it's $250, $500, $1,000, $5,000, you know, you will start seeing those checks if you have plans with this music, or if you decide to understand that a win is when you get your record. This was a win tonight. You got your record played on a station because you said, I'm going to get it played on this station. It's a win.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like anything you do that's executed to the end of what you thought it was going to be, that's a win. So, you know, don't be afraid to be like, oh shit, you know, I just want this record to do this. Sometimes that's what it's supposed to do. And it could take you somewhere from there. You feel me? Don't think, when they hear this record, it's going to be a smash. That's just what they call that, delusions of grandeur, you know what I'm saying? And making sure everything has got to be this. It's not got to be that way. You know what I'm saying? Count the wins, the simple wins. And I'm telling you, you keep doing that, you will get that shit where you're like, oh, shit, all those little wins just equaled this big win. So, keep sending your music out to people. Thank you for sending it to us. We love that, because that's the only way it's going to get out. from your studio, wherever you record, to the world.
Absolutely. Stay like that. I'm hyped for y'all. I'm excited for you guys. And I look forward to hearing your records on other platforms. And like I said, definitely let us know. We can be of assistance. And hopefully you've been receptive to what we've shared with you tonight and find it beneficial to your growth. As you progress within your career, hopefully this is a career for you and it's a career move that you can do yourself and your family. So let me see here. What can we play on the way out? I mean, this is it. Like I said, we back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Gosh, we don't even get like a day off this month like that just because of the way everything felt. But I hope everyone enjoying the holidays and staying safe. That's it. Was there any mother major announcements? No news tonight. Y'all see it all over the blogs and internet. We don't have to do it. So that's it. You can follow me at Onyx254 on all the social networks, pretty much.
Yeah,
and then follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was going to say at Global 14, the cut is our Twitter and Twitter.
yeah, no doubt. Global 14, the cut on Twitter. I was thinking about an Instagram page the other day, too. We got to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to have to get one of those going.
I know. It's another maintenance piece to it. So I'm like, you got to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be more work, but it's okay.
We'll talk about it. But hit me up at THA Golden Fleece, the Golden Fleece. THA Golden Fleece on all the social networks as well, man. Again, thank you for everybody sending in their records, man. We really appreciate that, and we wish everybody success, man. And, you know, yeah, look right under your nose, man. Sometimes that check is right there under your nose, man. For real. So, you know, I don't want to tell the people that made the Testament record, you know, I literally saw people going on tour through the churches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one of my boys actually latched on to one of those tours. So, you know, look that up. That could be a lane
yeah.
for you as well, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they were paying people, but I know they were going from state to state. That's a tour. You know what I'm saying? That was a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be having something like that in your area or something you can get put on to. So check that out, too. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Absolutely. All righty. Well, let's get it. We're going to go ahead and ride after this. Oh, we did open the show up with the Hot Boy Church Records new joint. And I do know it. It's a crazy word. Why do I have to, I be saying nigger and all of this. Then I be asking the city not wanting to curse. But it's the D word. D's Night is the name of the record. I'm so bougie for thin bougie. Oh, my goodness. But I really don't like the curse, you guys. So anyway, and then we have Little Ray Records featuring Killer Kali on with Flowed. So we're going to ride out the addiction. We're going to ride out the... Go and do I curse? I'm not trying to prove anything.
Nah, she tries not to. She tries not to curse, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes
yeah,
she do. But that's only when she's really, really upset. So I let her slide whenever she want to, you know, put a curse word out there every now and then because she's really good at not cursing. Me, on the other hand, every other word is a nigga and a curse. And, you know, if you know me, I'm starting to say brother a lot so I can stop saying nigga. So I be calling everybody brother. But me, I curse like a sailor, man. I don't know why. I was in Atlanta last week and niggas was counting how many times I said nigga in the conversation, and the passenger, my man Lou, he turned around and he was like 16, and I was like, the fuck you talking about 16? He was like, yo, you said nigga 16 times in that little paragraph. So I'm trying, maybe Onyx.
I know, like, look, it's just it's you grew up with it. So it was just, it's just a regular word. But, you know, and yes, the cursing, I literally, like, I can count how many I say in a month, literally. And I think
that's
it was
great.
Yeah, it was. It was three this month. I was upset, and it was all in one day and within 5 minutes. And I was upset. So, yes, like you said, when I get upset, that's how you get upset, because a curse word will fall. And it doesn't even be nothing vulgar. It'd be like the D word. It'd be the H word. Like, it don't even be extreme. But anyway, I don't like to curse. Golden likes to curse. And we both trying to not
say
the N word.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to get it together.
Right. Well, we'll be back next Wednesday with no cursing from nobody and no N-words. We don't try. And, yeah, so 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, we're going to ride out to the Jimmy Dade Addiction Record.
Yeah. Welcome to Dade County. You already know. No Miami, Florida. Shout out everybody. Freddie B.Z., what they do. It's your boy Jimmy Dave, my boy Freedom. 100. Dreadwood, why?
Whoosh. Pussy feel like drugs to me. Love it feel like drugs to me. And baby can't control, I need that fix. I'm so addicted to that shit. Like drugs to me. It's feeling like ecstasy. Back and forth, side to side. I swear your love, it makes me high.
You back me down in the hallway, light you up, take you straight to the face. My, it's true when I need another hit, and my body feels sick. I don't know how to quit. I keep searching, plenty fish in the sea. Keep surfing, getting rid of energy. And we like this all day, make a nigga feel good just when you call me. I might feel guilty, never sorry. I said don't spread, baby, sorry. In rehab, turning me down. I just wanna be down. We have to work it out. Got that bomb shit.